Hi, everyone.
Hey,
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Erna.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. We're season 4, episode 18. It was a fine filler, whatever episode. A lot happened.
We're bridging the storyline to we're starting to tie the bow to wrap up the season.
We're coming in to get ready for wedding festivities.
Yes.
Until then, it's a lot of buildup. I don't even think next week is, from what they showed us, not the engagement party yet.
That might no, be the engagement will definitely be the finale, and I believe there's 21 episodes this season.
Oh, and a bunch of reunions. All right.
Yeah, 3 whole reunions and a secret's revealed. So much left to go.
Absolutely not. I forgot we do those. Okay, so before we get into the episode, check us out on the A&M Podcast Network. We have this podcast. We have Summer is Fun, a Summer House podcast. And we have One Season Wonders, the show where Meredith and I only talk about a show that only had one season, which we went off about, and we are most excited for that podcast. So please.
So patrons, if you are really interested in a show, comment on that pre-show, because I'm like way into the podcast that nobody listens to. My favorite podcast.
Yeah, except that one person that said that we were fucking hilarious on that podcast, which is so they didn't leave a review, but she told us. Okay. Also, please be sure to rate, review, subscribe, join our Facebook group. It's the same name as the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. And join our Patreon, patreon.com/VanderPasta. Let me tell you what you can get. So for $1 a month, you get access to our pre-shows where Meredith and I talk about whatever. And then also you get access to any episodes that we record early, including this episode. It'll be on Patreon first. So if you're listening to this live on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you find podcasts, it was released a long time ago on Patreon. So I don't know how long. It's a bit, I don't like it, but I don't know how long. Anyway, for $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you get access to our after shows, because we do these shows spoiler free when we go back and watch old seasons. So that's where we'll talk about any news, any stuff with the cast, any opinions, anything we want, honestly, because it's our show. And then we'll also say your name on the podcast. So thank you to Chris, Danae, Dustin, Jackie, Kimberly, Cameron, Tiffany, Tracy, Gina, Jennifer, Kelsey, Mariah, and Sarah. Yay! Ooh. You the best in the world. Okay, so then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned, plus for live shows, we will ask for your opinions, your thoughts. We'll read them live on the show. We'll discuss them. It's super fun because Meredith and I agree most of the time. And we don't want that. And honestly, if we get the page, well, we want to get the Patreon involved in One Season Wonders, maybe we'll give the $5 patrons first dibs on joining our podcast.
Well, that's a true statement. The dedicated ones get to join. Well, here's the thing too. Yeah. We'll you got to join because we know like Vanderpump season 10 is coming. So like definitely join for the live season. If you're all about optimizing your dollars, we understand everybody can't join all the time, but live seasons is like top notch time.
Yeah. Winter, if you're into Winter House and Summer House, Winter House season 2 is also coming at some point. I'm sure Summer House will be renewed yet again because none of these shows die. okay. And also we'll pick a patron of the week. So this week I'm going to pick.
Last time I swear you said you were going to start from the top of the list. You have to do the next down.
You're right. Oh my God, I totally forgot. I was about to be like, who did I pick last time?
I knew you were.
That means this week it's Danae. Woo! Woo! Remember when I Googled how to say her name correctly because I didn't want to offend her?
Yes.
Danae. She was never offended. I was nervous. But as someone who gets their name wrong, like said wrong all the time, I'm not offended by it, but other people are.
But it can be touchy. Like I understand if your name's constantly wrong, it gets old.
Yeah. If I tell you my name's Alicia and you still don't call me that, that sucks. But if you read my name, that's fine. Like, there's many ways. Yep. But Danae, thank you for being here. Okay, let's get into this podcast. Let me find my notes. Here we go. Okay, ready, set, we're going. So previously on Vanderpump Rules, Sarah, Peter's girlfriend, has a four-year-old kid. Schwartz invited Stassi to his engagement party, but Katie didn't sign off on that, so we don't know if Stassi will actually go. Katie especially doesn't want to see Stassi in Palm Springs, so she's not going to go to that. James is drinking a lot and becoming angry and yelling at Richardson, which we don't stand for. Jax is the number one guy in the group, and Ariana doesn't like her friends. That's it. So we open up at Sir. Lala's taking reservations. Sheena and Katie are here in their plain clothes because they need their checks, but Lisa'sn't here. So we're just going to wait around for Lisa to get here. Also, this I want to know what year this is.
Well,
why are we picking up checks?
Yes. Like, where's your direct deposit? Do you not have a bank account?
I've been getting direct deposits since 2014.
Yeah, since I was in high school.
So I don't know why it's not happening here. But
I understand if you like need, like, if tips aren't included, but
I don't know. They have no money without this check. So
weird.
They must drive all the way into LA to pick it up.
Yikes.
So they're waiting after the beach. I guess everyone went out to dinner. Katie was still really upset from Ariana saying that, you know, she doesn't even have fun with her friends. So Katie was pissed, and Schwartz was trying to explain to Katie, I think, like, this is where Ariana was coming from.
Yeah.
Like, don't get all mad. Katie took that as Schwartz not having her back and being blamed. Mm-hmm. So she did what all sane people do and rage texted her fiance.
All sane drunk people do.
Yeah. Rage text all night. And I have the text and what they said. Are
Let's
you ready?
Hear it. Yeah.
You're a piece of shit. You're not a good boyfriend. Thank God I'm not pregnant. Fuck, I can't believe I almost married you. I can't even believe I considered you as a fiance. I want all your shit out of the apartment. I don't give a fuck about this ring. You might as well pawn it and start a new life. Some of them are bad. Like,
God,
I'd be pissed if I received these. So even Sheena knows the texts are bad. But Tequila Katie cannot be held. Or sober Katie cannot be held for Tequila Katie's action.
That's because hard.
We all know she's a menace. Never forget, my boyfriend is sticking up for the whore in there. Never forget.
She's had some rough moments, and we haven't seen this Katie in a while. So I feel like she kind of needs a slight pass, but the things she was saying were a little bit further than normal.
Rough. So Ariana is also here to pick up her check because we all show up on the same day for our in-person direct deposit. Lisa's still not here. So Ariana's actually going to go upstairs and try the office. So then Katie's, where Katie says she doesn't like the iciness and condescending attitude that Ariana has when Ariana was just looking for her check. I get it on the beach. This time I didn't get
this
it.
This I didn't feel much of it because the awkwardness, I'll say it's an awkwardness at this point. From both parties.
I completely agree. I didn't get iciness. I got like, hey, I'm here to pick up my check. Is Lisa here? And they were like, no, you can try upstairs. And she was like, okay, I'll go look upstairs. Like, it's very much what you do with like someone you don't know very well.
Yeah, it just wasn't bubbly and friendly. So I wouldn't say she was icy. Which,
no one's ever described Ariana as bubbly or friendly. So I don't know what that. But anyway, so Lisa's finally here. We need our money. Katie and Sheena are not working tonight because they're actually going to go to Palm Springs. And Katie's going to talk to Stassi. She wants to catch Stassi off guard so she's not prepared. And they
can like have that
authentic conversation. I do too.
I like that a lot.
I just wish it wasn't in Palm Springs. Like, I wish it was at Kristen's apartment or something. You know? Like,
I kind of wish she was like at a dinner, but I guess that leaves it harder to have a one-on-one conversation to like walk away. But
Kristen and Stassi are going out to dinner. Kristen tells Sheena, Sheena tells Katie, Sheena and Katie show up.
And then Kristen and Sheena like leave.
Get so the they can fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess this is probably the best way it could happen, but what do I know?
I agree. But I think this gives like Katie a way to see the genuine, like what Stassi means. She can't prepare a speech. Yeah. She can't prepare anything about it. She has to, on the fly, tell Katie exactly what she's thinking and feeling.
Yeah. Lisa's a little worried because she doesn't want Katie to become Stassi's, like, right-hand man again, or, like, her minion almost.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fine. Katie's strong. So let's hit the road, bitch. That's what they say. And I thought they were leaving some right there, but I'm not sure. So now, this is my favorite part of the episode. It will never not be. So... I want everyone to know this lives in my head rent-free, is Peter's apartment. Jax and Schwartz are here because we're going to babysit Sarah's kid, Liam, God, which is the funniest thing. So Peter has prepared with rum and tequila, but they're like, somehow Schwartz is like, we're babysitting. Shouldn't we take it easy? So they settle on beers, as all good babysitters do. It's like three men and a baby. And Peter's excited because he's never dated anyone with a kid, but Sarah can definitely trust him. And Liam thinks Peter looks like a pirate, so it's going to be fun.
Would you trust Peter with your baby?
Not if he had Jax and Schwartz there. Although somehow Jax and Schwartz are like okay babies in it. I don't know. I'd want a nanny. I'm happy it's televised because I'd want a nanny cam.
That's the thing, is you have all these other real responsible adults to step in if something goes wrong behind the cameras.
Yeah, like the producers won't let your child die.
No. And let's be honest, this is a fake setup. Sarah walks in and is like, my babysitter canceled last minute. And I'm like, no,
I also love,
no, they didn't.
Like, it's clearly nighttime because Liam has a bedtime. And she's like, I have to go with my sister to this meeting. And I was like, what
are you going to AA? Like, where are
we
going?
That's what I thought it was. Yeah. That's genuinely what I thought. So anyway, so they're not going to be stupid. But before Liam shows up, we get all introspective, like Jack did at the beach. He's having a midlife crisis because he's 50.
It's about that time.
Yeah. Schwartz talks about dinner, explains the rage texting. And Schwartz knows that it's the alcohol, but it still hurts. Katie's the Shakespeare of rage texting.
She is. What a compliment, honestly.
Yeah, truly great. So there's a knock at the door. Liam's here. We're all excited. We're already planning on playing Princess and Monster, which is Liam's favorite game.
Love.
Schwartz is going to be the princess, obviously. Sarah's babysitter canceled. So she hired these three idiot men. But there are rules. And I wrote down the rules. No candy, no rough housing, which I think you have to explain to three grown men. There's a snack every 1 to 2 hours, but only organic gluten-free food. You might have a gluten allergy.
Okay.
You don't know, but organic, you're like, ah, that's LA. Gluten, that could be deadly to this child.
So, very true. Very good note to take into consideration.
Bedtime is at 9 p.m. and you must read kid-friendly bedtime stories because Jax is about to pull out a Playboy on this man or on
True.
This child.
Also, there is no way Sarah's letting this child sleep at Peter's apartment.
No. Oh my God. It clearly looks like I don't think Peter's cleaned. I mean, he's hot, but he hasn't cleaned.
These rules go past the time these men will be with this baby.
Child. What meeting are we going to? That's going to go past 9 p.m.
Yeah, honestly.
So they do ask if they go out, should they put him in a cage with water? It's like very funny, but if I was there, I would have been like, this is it. No, he's coming to AA with me. So this poor kid, this poor Sarah, we're going to make it work though. Peter does have toys.
Yes.
He bought a bunch of swords, some guns. Those aren't the best. Listen, I think you have to ask a parent if your kid can play with swords or play guns. That's just me. Peter seems okay with it. So they're going to play that. Schwartz has a crown on because he's the princess. We also have coloring, which Jax brings up mom's boobs.
Oh, God.
That is so fun. They give Liam candy because Liam said she was just joking about this rule.
I love kids. They're so funny with like somehow getting out of the rules. My nephew does stuff like this. He always says like, oh, mom told me I could. It's no big deal.
Yeah, it's like we're not, because
like I'm not smart enough to realize what you're doing.
Yeah, you're like, no, this is totally fine. But yeah, so we're teaching Liam how to be a man, which is do whatever you want and never tell the woman. Which, I mean, this is televised, so I wouldn't do that here.
So I'm really excited to be in a relationship with any of these three guys.
Yeah, I wonder if it's going to work out with Sarah. I don't think Peter's ready for dad duty.
No, but I will say they played really well with him.
I think that helped, right? You have three grown men who are honestly have the combined IQ of a six-year-old anyway. So they're all having a great-ass time playing swords.
And let's be honest, this is probably for an hour. So, like, they can keep track of a child for an hour.
I think, honestly, though, if Sarah was like, can you take him to the park for 2 hours? These dudes would have the most fun fucking
time. Oh, absolutely.
To a trampoline park. These and you're like, would be like, dope.
You know the number for 911 is just 911, right?
Yeah, actually, if Liam doesn't have a play date set up, Sarah should go to a trampoline park with Liam, supervise, but also bring these three men. So he
to entertain him. It's like she watches the child and all three guys.
Yeah, and then you have no responsibility for anyone but Liam. So it's like better than a play date almost.
True.
This is great. Okay, so we're in Palm Springs. Stassi, Kristen, Rachel, and Vodka. That's our crew. We're going to act like a bunch of teenagers with no parents because we have the house to ourselves. Katie and Sheena are going to be so mad they didn't come to this really nice house. Kristen's going to show them all the photos. And Stassi's a little upset because she used to decide who was allowed to go on trips. And now she's the one keeping people from coming on trips.
That's a harsh one to be like, people don't want to hang out with me anymore.
That's awesome. That's a great realization. So yeah, Wild Girls Weekend. It's only 102. There are bugs. It's hot. There's old people. But we're going to make it through. We're going to drink a lot of alcohol.
Good God.
And Kristen's going to smoke a lot of cigarettes.
Oh, we love chain smoking, Kristen.
You know I love chain smoking, Kristen. But James, he was blowing up Kristen's phone. You know, he brought Laurel. We get Laurel for a second episode in flashback, so that's good for Laurel. To the beach party, and everyone's just like, who the fuck gives a shit?
Yeah.
And he's like texting Kristen about it, and Kristen's responding, and Stassi and Rachel are like, can you just
we're too old for this. We're too old for this drama in this.
Not in a mean way.
No, in a good way. Like, or yeah, like we're that's what too Stassi mature says. For this. Yeah.
Like, you're too old for this. Not in a mean way, but. So then we're at Sir, speaking of James, him and Lala are both here. They're not really speaking, but he's bussing because he got fired from Pump. So Lala goes up to him in the back. And she's like, what's with that random bitch that you brought to the beach? Laurel. Name's Laurel. She deserves some respect.
I was about to say, Alicia with this strong name mentioning throughout this entire episode.
Let Laurel die, okay? This girl got used.
Over under that she gets mentioned at least once at the reunion.
Never, no.
She won't live that long?
Not a one, no. Laurel dies with this episode. I'm positive because all we got was flashbacks of her. Because even Lala's like, what's the motive? I'm not jealous. You must be going after Kristen.
And Lala plays this so cool.
Yeah. She's just like, why are you bringing randoms around? James didn't know if Lala and Kristen were going to show up with dates. And he didn't want to be the loser without a date. So he brought Laurel, which doesn't look poor Laurel here.
God, so, James is just, Lala says it best. Like she's doing like little boy, or he's doing little boy shit.
Yeah. So she tells him to cut the little boy shit and he should discuss his feelings with Kristen like adults. Take the bitch to dinner and cry on her shoulder or something. That simple.
Oh, I hated Lala at the beginning of the season, but I love her so much.
I honestly, though, was like, Lala's such an adult somehow, but there's no fucking way Kristen's going to dinner with James.
No.
It was on the preview for next episode, so I, like, get the fucking God we get it somehow. Okay, so then we have Sandoval and Jax. They're working together at the bar. Sandoval's so busy right now. He's telling Jax he's got a photo shoot coming up, and he's producing his music video for his band that he has.
Band comment number one.
He's a band. They have that one song called Let's Touch in Public.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I know about it. But they have a music video that I'm going to look
up. And you know what? The only other thing I know about it is Jax hates hearing about it.
Let's Touch in Public. So Jax says he feels like Sandoval and Ariana are separating themselves from everyone and being all negative. And Sandoval feels like he's been nothing but a good friend. And Jax is just knocking his character for nothing. And Jax is like, me? I don't even talk about you, Sandoval. What?
Cue the flashbacks of him just talking about them at the beach.
Sandoval's literally like, Rachel and Kristen told us that it was you. And it was just like evidence.
Who? Me? No.
The other Jax Taylor.
I was about to say, must be my twin.
It must be Jason. Must be Jason Couchy, my evil twin. So Sandoval is really upset because he loves supporting his friends. And he's sad that no one thinks this of him. But Jax just throws him under the bus. And Sandoval is just so hurt because he's so sensitive about this. So the beach day, Jax says, Ariana is so negative that she's making Sandoval negative. And you know what? He prefers when Sandoval was with Kristen. And I thought maybe if Jax didn't sleep with Kristen while watching this movie Drive, then we wouldn't be in this mess.
Okay, I was thinking about this, like, oh, you know, Sandoval, like, season 1 and 2 versus Sandoval season 3 and 4, and, like, what's that like? And you know what? I think he was more fun, but I don't think it's Kristen versus Ariana. I think he's getting older and just wants to cut the bullshit.
I agree. And Kristen's a lot of bullshit.
Yeah, and so, like, yeah, him, like, Sandoval and Ariana are kind of separating themselves from the group, but it's because they don't want to do a lot of this stuff anymore.
I agree, right? Ariana's always been kind of a no bullshit bitch. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying she's like a good girl's girl because she's not, but...
No, I think she's a good one-on-one friend.
Yeah, right? Sheena has ditched her. Ariana doesn't have like a strong relationship with Katie. Why the fuck is she going to hang out with them?
Yep.
She also doesn't really like Stassi. She hates Kristen. Like, this is not her group. Sandoval gets... dissed by Jax constantly. This man's slept with his girlfriend.
She hates him. It's like Schwartz is fine, but like that's connected to Katie. There's just constantly like a group problem, I would say, that Ariana has.
Yeah, so they're just gonna hang out. So we go back to Palm Springs. We're making food. Kristen's talking about how beach day was so fun and everyone was there and it was the group. And Stassi's like, can we not talk about this? Because A, I'm not invited to these things. And B, it's more wedding shit that I'm left out of. So shut the fuck up, Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
Every week, Stassi feels like there's something happening in Katie's life. And she's missing out on it. And she's realizing that she's really not Katie's friend anymore. I think Stassi gets old, but like, it's all dead.
Well, it's like, the more you miss out on, she said, like, the more you realize you're no longer friends with them. And I agree, like, the more you're absent from someone's life, the harder it is to get them to get back in it.
Exactly. So, then Katie and Sheena are walking up to the house. Katie's a little nervous, but they're going to do it. We ring the doorbell. Everyone's like, who is that? Who could that be? Stassi ordered male strippers? What? So Rachel goes to get it. And she's like, oh, because Rachel's not in any of this drama. So she's like, hi. Like, welcome to my
territory. And Kristen and Stassi are still in the kitchen, so they cannot see yet.
But they can hear Sheena go, surprise. So no one's like happy to see them. It's more like so shocked that like you can't process.
Like clearly this was a true surprise.
Yeah. Eventually Kristen does process these emotions and she's pumped. This is her fucking dream come true.
Yep. We're getting the band back together.
We let everyone know we might not stay. There is a hotel room
mm-hmm.
that Katie and Sheena got just in case things don't go well. And Stassi starts to cry and Katie's like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? So they separate. Stassi gets tears streaming down her face. And I got nervous. I don't know why I got nervous. But I got nervous.
It's hard to know what is going to happen because I don't even know what Katie needs to move on. outside of like Sassy just saying like, oh, it's all my fault, but like, is that enough for Katie to move on after this conversation? Are they friends again? Like, what does the future look like? So I feel like it's an unknown, like nervous.
Yeah, I'm nervy. Okay, so we sit down in this separate room. Katie couldn't think of a better place to have this conversation. And she starts out with not understanding how Sassy could diss her like she did. Sorry, mm-hmm. There's so many words. Sassy felt like Sheena was a big part of that sex tape thing. And then Katie going to her bachelorette party. It was just like a huge deal and it hit Katie hard. And that's when Katie says it's not all about Sassy.
Yep.
Right? Katie put her life on hold for Sassy. Sassy knows her decisions are bad and selfish. She realized she did wrong. She never should have cut Katie out because their friendship was amazing. And that's when Katie kind of lays in some more, says Sassy has fluff friendships because friendships and people aren't disposable. And Katie would have never tossed Sassy aside. I loved that. That was great.
I agree because I think Stassi doesn't see that she's being disposable, but it is true. Yeah. Like when somebody hurts you, Stassi can't have an argument, separate for a little bit and then come back to it. She has to like truly cut right. them out of her life.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes in arguments, there aren't rights or wrong. Sometimes with friends, like neither is right and neither is wrong. It's just like
a tiff happened. And yeah. It's like, I always say, you got to get over the hump. It's kind of like a speed bump. How do we get like over this without, like you said, not everybody's like wrong. So it's like apologies don't need to be shared, but how can we get back to normal?
Exactly. So Stassi, when she feels hurt, completely cuts people out and she was wrong and she doesn't want to do that anymore. That's when Katie says too little too late and Stassi starts crying. And Katie has amazing people in her life and she doesn't have time to be hurt by Sassy again.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of happy she kind of alluded that they're not going to be back to normal. Cause I think Sassy needed to realize like, shoot, I really might have cut this off for life.
Yeah. And I mean, right. Stassi's crying. She obviously misses Katie. She wants to be a part of her life. She's been reaching out for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie has to be like, just because I forgive you doesn't mean we're friends. It means like we will start building again.
Yeah.
But like we cannot expect to pick up where we left off.
It means we've moved on from this issue, but we're not yes. moved back to exactly. where we were prior to this issue.
So now we go to Sir for a little bit. Jax is complaining about how he can't make certain drinks because they're too hard. Oh my God. The Metropolitan.
Can you imagine going to a bar and being like, can I get just a simple drink, nothing crazy, and like they're a like
famous drink too hard has.
He literally said that's too hard, I can't make it.
Yeah. And then when he gives it to her, he goes, I just threw a bunch of stuff together.
Oh God.
I was like, disgusting. Meanwhile, Sandoval looks like he's killing every single drink because that's what this man does. So Schwartz shows up at Jax's bar because there's like the front bar and the back bar. So Jax is at the front bar. Schwartz shows up, he orders a beer. It's Jax's favorite type of customer. He doesn't have to do anything. They talk about how babysitting was fun, but they're not ready for kids. And then mm-hmm. Lisa shows up. And then Schwartz starts telling Lisa about the big spat he got into with Katie. Oof. And Lisa's like, okay, we're going to discuss this. Jax, get back to your fucking job.
Get back to making shitty Manhattan. No, it wasn't a Manhattan. What was
but
it?
But Metropolitan.
Yeah.
Instead, he gets Lisa a glass of rosé and then like...
Ooh, he's suave. That's his problem. He is pretty suave with Lisa.
So Lisa basically explains, Schwartz didn't have Katie's back, right?
Yes.
Even if your girlfriend, your wife, your fiance, she's wrong, just have her back in public and talk about it later in private.
Huge. Because,
and sometimes women don't need you to solve their problems. They just need you to listen.
Yes. Let them vent to you and just not like take it. And we're not saying like if she's complaining at you, it's different. Or like if she's attacking you, it's different. Uh-huh. But when she's pissed about Ariana, just listen and don't try to make it better or like give Ariana's point of view like he did.
Just be like, I'm sorry you're feeling that way. She shouldn't have done that.
Yep.
Great. No. Schwartz instead thinks Katie vents like crazy. She's kind of nuts when she starts rage texting. It's not right. And Lisa's like, great, but tell her that later. Don't tell her right now.
Nope.
So then We bring up how Katie went to Palm Springs to see Stassi, and Jax is unhappy because he's not looking so good right now, right? He's going to get arrested in Hawaii. He can't make a Metropolitan. This man's a mess.
He's got a girlfriend at home.
Yeah, he doesn't want Stassi coming back.
Yep.
Yeah. He's got new boobs, but they'll never compare to Stassi. But Jack says, it's not about him. It's about Katie. He doesn't want Katie to get hurt. Jack has a really big heart and cares about
other people besides himself. He's such just a giver, you know?
Yeah, he just loves everyone more than himself. And so he's really worried that Katie's going to get hurt, and that's why we shouldn't have Stassi rejoin the group. But worst case scenario for Jax is that everyone becomes friends with Stassi. She convinces people to hate Jax, and then Jax is out of the group. And remember, yeah. Jax is the good guy.
He is truth and light and a giver. He's all the positive. So I cannot imagine why people would ever turn against him.
I can't think of one negative thing about Jax. Nothing. He's perfect. Yeah. So, I mean, just fine. Whatever. Okay, so now we're back to Palm Springs. Really quick question. Everyone's wearing heels inside Rachel's parents' house. A, I don't know why we're wearing heels when we're just having girls' night at Rachel's parents' house. Two, don't bring your heels inside. Don't bring your shoes inside.
Oh, my family's a shoes inside family. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, we are not. Nope. Take your shoes off at the door.
I know. Anyway. I wish I wasn't, because it does make your house so dirty.
It does. Okay. So we're back at the talk. Stassi hates that she missed out on so much and knows Katie is one of the best friends she's ever had. And she's sorry. And Katie does think of Stassi in important moments, but remember, like, Stassi chose not to be there. She doesn't want to be in Katie's life.
Yeah, I actually loved how Katie said that. Like, I thought about you on my engagement. It was your choice not to be there. Like, you are the one who cut yourself out of this.
You cut me out. Yeah. So that's what really gets Stassi. She sobs. She says she's really sorry. Katie appreciates the apology because this is the first time she's ever heard Stassi admit to being wrong. Wow. So Katie does invite Stassi to her engagement party. Stassi is so happy. And so they give each other a hug. You can see it in Stassi's face. She is so relieved. Success. We are starting anew.
This is exciting because sitting and hating somebody does take a lot of your energy. I feel like Katie, it was a huge weight on her. So this helps. I wonder if they're ever going to like truly get back to full on, but at least she doesn't have to like carry this bag of like frustration and hate and worry about seeing Stassi.
Completely agree. But you know who's happier than Stassi?
Kristen.
You know? Oh my God, Kristen's elated. So they walk out.
It's like her parents didn't get divorced anymore, or like got married to each other
again. Got back together. I know, amazing. So we go back to dinner. We're happy. Stassi knows it's going to be a slow repairment. Sheena, we talked about really quick, already paid for the hotel room. If Katie wants to stay, then we can stay and Katie can just pay Sheena back. And Sheena's like not even mad that she has to cancel the hotel room. But Katie just like, let me know, because like Sheena's just here for moral support.
I'm going to do what you want to do. We can go back to the hotel. Okay. We can stay here. I don't care. And you're like, your tone says you care. What do you?
Her face was like, she's like not looking at Katie. She's on her phone. She's like, I already paid, but like, I'm fine. I'm fine, everyone.
Oh, Kristen and Sheena are like the complete opposite emotions.
Oh my God. Kristen's like, everything's great. With like, the sun is shining. My happiness is here. This is my whole heart. Okay, so Sheena, though, she knows that Stassi, Katie, and Kristen together is a bad combination. It's for her. And so she kind of misses Ariana in this moment, right? Because like, that was her number one. And like, Katie is now her new Ariana. Without Katie and without Ariana, she doesn't have an Ariana, period.
I hate this. I hate Sheena so much. She's like, all she is focused on is herself. She's like, oh, I don't have my number one buddy anymore. Who's the next one gonna be?
She's kind of pulling a Stassi where she's like, oh, I cut Ariana out, but like, why don't I have Ariana in my life anymore?
Yeah. Where's my like, next one? Like,
yeah, never understand. Anyway, so we're gonna stay for a little bit. Sheena's gonna call the hotel, but she can't get her money back, so that sucks, but it's like fine, she don't take care of it.
Who pays for okay, a hotel so it's room next morning prior, in Palm though. Springs.
I literally don't know. I guess Palm Springs is different, it's like a different country, hot and full of bugs and old people. Okay, so next morning. Sheena denied a breakfast cocktail because Kristen's like, good morning, do you want vodka or tequila? And Sheena's like, neither.
Somehow she's like, I'll have water.
Because Kristen's like, oh, you get married and you just don't want a cocktail at 7 a.m. I don't understand. And Sheena's like, that's how it happens when you get married. It's just like
normal life sometimes. Yeah.
But then we start talking about Ariana, and Sheena's like, never mind, give me a vodka. Kristen relives the beach convo because she's so mad that Ariana came for Rachel, and Rachel literally doesn't care at all. But she specifically tells Sheena that Ariana said Sheena is not her best friend anymore.
Ooh.
And that makes Sheena really sad because Ariana is a bitch to her, but not to Shay. And I was like, what? Of course she's a bitch to you and not to Shay.
I was
she's
like,
this poor, sad, sober man.
Yeah, like, Ariana's not mad at your coupling. She's mad at you, Ariana, because Sheena, alone texted Ariana's mom. Shay didn't text her mom.
Yes. Yeah, there are multiple reasons that this relationship is bad. Oh, so then we go back to Sir and Ariane Lala are talking about that when you're bartending, you don't want to wear like too low cut a shirt because when you bend over, your boobs kind of hang out. Mm-hmm. And Lala's like, well, that's good for tips. And Ariana's like, you would think so, but the people who look and appreciate that the most are your cheapest customers. So actually, you not don't want to do it.
Yeah, it's
so,
not worth it. At least
it comes over. No, it's not. So Lisa comes over and is like, hey, Ariana, what's going on? And Ariana's enjoying her time without Sheena and Katie because she doesn't want to be in a complex dynamic. Just to finish this up, Ariana and Sheena have been friends for almost 5 years. They're just not the same as they were. And Lisa knows they really love each other. They've been there for each other through thick and thin, and says, maybe Ariana doesn't give enough. And Ariana's like, what are they, babies? And Lisa's like, I don't know. It's a shame to let this friendship go and of that. So on the other side in Palm Springs, Katie and Sheena talk, and Sheena's just kind of annoyed because she likes that everyone's friends again, but like she doesn't have Ariana. She knows Katie's dissed her before. So like without Ariana, she feels really outside the friend group. Like she doesn't have any friends. And, you know, Sheena knows that it's always been the three plus Sheena.
Yeah.
So she just wants that support of like Ariana in case she is left out. And you know, all she can kind of think about is like if Ariana doesn't want to be friends with her, then maybe all her friends will not love her.
Well, what's crazy is if you just treated your friends well, one-on-one wise, you could have great relationships with people.
My everything was like, Ariana doesn't not love you. She just doesn't like how you've been treating her. So she has taken a step back. And Ariana's also, to me, not the type to, like, not forgive, right? So if Sheena went up to her and was like, I'm sorry, Ariana would probably forgive her.
I think Ariana would move on in a heartbeat, but Sheena cannot acknowledge, like, what she did to Ariana.
Well, no, that's a lot to ask for.
And Sheena's, like, crying right here. And, of course, Stassi, looking on from afar, is like, what the fuck?
Oh my God, so funny. Okay, yeah. So Sheena thinks that it's easy for Ariana to let her go. And Katie flips it right back on her and says, Katie knows how Sheena feels because that's what happened to Katie with Stassi.
No, these are not the same thing. These are not the same thing.
I get it. I know. I just love anytime that Sheena was like, this is why I'm upset. Katie was like, I know, because I have been there. Let's talk about me. Like, that was very funny. So yeah. Katie's not gonna leave Sheena. They're besties. They hug. Sassy's annoyed. She's not trying to kick Sheena out of the group. Fucking calm down, Sheena. It's not yet. Okay. Sassy hasn't made her move yet. So it's been a long summer for Sheena, because last time Sheena was away from Shay, they weren't very good. That's when Shay was like going to leave her. And, you know, Sheena tells Katie this. And Katie's like, ah, I get that, because I rage texted Tom Schwartz and now I'm here too, Sheena. So I get it. And I was like, again, very different thing. Shay is an alcoholic. Yes. You just have like a tequila problem.
Yeah, you like got hammered and did something bad. Sheena repeatedly like berates her husband and has the most random rules.
Yeah, it's a very different situation, but you know, to each their own. Okay, so Sassy and Katie also have a moment, because Sassy, like, okay, so they talk about how it's very surreal that they're friends again. And Katie knows, or Sassy knows, this is the first step, and she's happy to take that. Obviously, we're going to get used to a few things. Sassy gets that. It took her a while to get there with Kristen, so she's ready to be on the other side of that. She doesn't want to overstep boundaries. She's going to control herself. So great. It's been a year. We're going to re-get to know each other. 10 out of 10, we got to leave.
I love it.
The hotel. Rachel's parents are going to kick us out. but yeah, Sassy's in a good mood. Kristen's in a great mood. Rachel could not care less. Okay, great. Now we're at a seafood restaurant. James and his mom. His mom's getting oysters. Weird middle day food, I feel.
Thank you like, for right? clearing that up.
I just feel like oysters at noon is like not a vibe, right?
I don't know. Nighttime. It depends where you are. Like, they're by an ocean. If you're like in a random ass Kansas town eating oysters at noon, that'd be weird.
I don't know. Well, whatever. Teach their own. Okay. So James tells his mom he got fired from Pump because he went into work drunk. James' mom is pissed. Also, most pissed because Kristen was there. Fuck her.
His mom's hatred of if Kristen James is insane.
If wasn't around Kristen, he would have never gotten fired. And you're the same person. Kristen and this mom, is they are the same person.
Yes.
I said it. I said it. I'm pretty sure this is Kristen 30 years.
I so, love that.
It is. Okay. So, James's mom hates Kristen. He's kind of taking full responsibility, whatever. So they order, they get their stuff or their food back. The oysters show up. Something about a Fanny oyster. And
what?
And why mom really? Makes a joke like James.
Why were you so focused on these oysters?
Okay. So this is when the oysters are at the table. I didn't think anything of it. But there's something about, they said like that's the Fanny oyster. Like it's the Fanny. And James's mom goes, oh, James will take care of the Fanny. And I was like, what a weird thing for your mom to say. And then James also thought that because he goes, mom. And his mom goes, oh, come on, James. You know I'm a dirty bitch. And all I thought was, if my mom called herself a dirty bitch, I would not know what to do with myself.
Oh, my God. I missed all of this. I mean, I obviously watched it, but did not clock any of this.
I know. Hill handled the Fanny.
Jeez.
What? I'm so shook. That's when I was like, this is Kristen. They're the same person. I can't. Just like unhinged constantly. Okay, so James's mom has never seen Kristen without a drink in her hand, and that's the problem. And James is like, yeah, mom, you're one to talk. And then she gets pissed off because she was compared to Kristen. And like, have some respect for your mother, James. but James is like, yeah, okay. And then that's when James's mom is like, I know I've made mistakes, but I'm not like Kristen. And then that's where James in his interview was like, sons usually date girls like their
moms. Oh, they do. They do normally date like their moms. And I'm seeing it. Like when he mentions that, I'm like, oh my God, we've got two train wrecks on our hands.
I know. I this is crazy. But so yeah, James and Kristen are going to have a conversation conversation. His mom doesn't want that to happen because Kristen's the reason he got fired. But James has a plan, right? He's going to quit alcohol. He's going to get super fit, like six-pack fit. He's going to get his job back. He's going to do the album. And then his mom is like, and get Calvin Klein underwear. Woo!
Again, like, it's like boundaries. What? Mom, why are we talking about our son in underwear?
Mom, don't talk about my underwear. So, yeah, weird conversation. But James's mom seems a little unhinged, so.
A little? A lot.
A lot unhinged, you're right. I was being nice. Okay, so Katie and Tom's apartment. Gordo really missed Katie when she was gone. Does Schwartz smell Stassi on Katie's aura? I don't know how he phrased it. It was something like that. So, yeah, it was all fine. We're all great. We're going to move on. But, you know, we have to talk about are these rage texts.
So this Katie is awkward.
Katie hasn't been in that dark place for a long time. I know. She, like, knows she fucked up. And she loves Schwartz. But Schwartz is like, if you're saying that shit to me drunk, you've got to have some sort of doubts, right? So I just want to know what doubts you have. And Katie's like, I have no doubts. I'm just sad you're insensitive towards my feelings and don't defend me. And Schwartz is like, okay, but you're like not the victim in a lot of situations. And Katie's like, but you're also not on my side. And I was just like, Mom, Dad, fine. Can we stop fighting?
Yeah, like, yeah, just you're both wrong and you both need to be better. And let's be nice to each other again.
She doesn't need Schwartz to defend her and just needs him to listen and be loving and supportive. And then they say, I love you, sorry. And that's the end of the fight. And that's the end of the episode, actually. So we've made it. So next time, Kristen and James meet up. And Kristen may have made out with James in his car.
I just, what?
Sandoval does his music video. I know. I can't wait to see that. Sandoval does his music video for Let's Touch in Public. Jax tells Brittany he's not 100% on marriage, which that's going to be awesome. I don't remember that at all. Katie asks Lisa to have the engagement party at her house, but Lisa has one condition, and that's Stassi cannot come.
Yikes.
And then Jax has to go back to Hawaii for his court date.
I don't really care
about him. Is that bad? I don't care. What
well, is it bad that I like kind of want him to go to jail for like a week?
No, I kind of want him to go to jail for like a week too.
I feel like he has no consequences in life, and I really want him to have a consequence.
Literally, this man has never had any consequences for his own actions.
Yep.
Well, okay, so let's do accepted, let's do blocked. Who are we accepting into our feed? Who do we like? Who do we want to see more of? And who are we blocking? Who do we want to get rid of for a week? Or however long it is until we record a new episode.
This is tricky.
I know. No one had like a great episode. No one had like a bad episode.
I know because like people I kind of liked also did like bad things. And I don't know how to decipher what I want to do.
Should we do blocked first? Let's do blocked.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. I'm going to go with Katie.
Okay.
Because of the rage text. Yeah. I think those were really harsh. I would also think someone had doubts on marrying me if they said those things to me. I don't a lot of the time feel bad for Schwartz because I think he's a child, but that's rough to hear. That.
Not only like rough. I don't want to marry you, but I'm so glad I'm not pregnant with your baby. Yeah, it was just like daggers like, left and right.
Fuck you. Yeah, it was rough. And I like that she took some responsibility. I do think Schwartz was a little wrong for not defending his girl, but you got to have some control.
Yes.
My girl, that bubble's got to go away soon. Stop texting.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, that was so bad. I'm going to block Sheena. I just feel like she always makes everything about her. And it's like, she is basically like moving future moving Katie out of her like best friend seat and is like, oh, Ariana, like step right back up. You like your turn to be my best friend again, instead of focusing on how she can have strong relationships. She can only really have like one best girl at each time rather than focusing on like how she can be a better friend to a lot of people around her.
Agreed. Yeah, it's rough. She's not a great girl's girl.
No, she's not a good supporter. Look at Shay, look at Ariana, look at Katie moving forward, like, or how I anticipate Katie like moving forward. I feel like Sheena's already anticipating this friendship is going to collapse.
She like wants to be a girl's girl and she's just not. I mean,
she wants everybody, she wants to be the top of the pyramid and everybody supporting her. That's what she means. She thinks of like being a friend is.
Never forget Stassi's birthday when she went with the boys band and not the girls band.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know who I'm accepting, so you can go first. Actually, I think I know who I'm accepting, but I think it's going to be the same person as you. So you go first, and then I can pick someone different.
I don't think it is. I'm ready to shock you. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm accepting Peter. I feel like he did a pretty bang-up job babysitting his girlfriend's son. Like, ooh, and you know what?
The hottie.
If you need to accept help from your friends, do it. The only thing I would say is maybe don't drink beforehand. But like, other than that, I feel like they did a pretty good job. The kid is probably still alive.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm trying to find Liam for the episode.
Can you imagine if at the end of the episode they had like Liam from 2007 to 2014?
Oh my God. 2007, dude was 4 years old.
Okay, I was just putting out an age or a year that sounded while away.
Oh my God, can you imagine? Die. Okay, I'm gonna accept Stassi. I'm surprised you didn't accept Stassi.
Well, I do feel like she was the one who did anything this episode. Like Katie's like one Stassi. Who presented it to her, the like opportunity.
I really like Stassi because I think Katie really laid out what Stassi did wrong. Stassi took ownership and apologized for it, which is hard. And I like that Stassi is respecting the boundaries that Katie is putting up, right?
Yes.
Katie's like, we're not going to be best friends. I have caution. I have hesitation. And Stassi's like, that's fine. I'm totally open and understanding and I'll take what I can get.
Yes. Yeah. I like the, like, I will go at your pace. You're in control here. I'm not going to push my luck here.
Dope. It actually was an okay episode. It kind of powered through because there wasn't a lot happening.
Yeah, but it was more positive, you know, like we've had, I feel like a lot of chaos this season that I don't know if I've enjoyed it.
This was a nice positive one. Yeah, 10 out of 10. Great. Loved it. All right. Join us for our after show.
And don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. That's all we've got.
Do all the stuff. Do all the stuff I said in the beginning.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.